Hello and welcome to my show, Could You Be More Specific? I'm your host, Jonathan Steele, coming to you by the way of the Stay Woke podcast. And on this episode of Could You Be More Specific, I'm going to title it Stand Tall. So I want to touch on the recent news with Kevin Hart and what just happened with him in regards to him officially being named the Oscar host and him stepping down 24 hours later. And then I'm going to kind of touch on a bit on Michelle Williams and her fiance deciding to break it off. But I'm going to start with Kevin Hart now. Recently, he was just named the Oscar host for 2019, and that's actually a huge accomplishment. It's just, you know, something that Billy Crystal has done, Whoopi Goldberg, Steve Martin, Alec Baldwin, I believe, done it. Chris Rock has done it multiple times, so it's a pretty huge honor, especially for that kind of night, because you're essentially highlighting the whole industry as a whole and what they do to provide entertainment through the art form of film. And unfortunately, what ended up happening was apparently some old tweets were dug up and Kevin Hart was pressured to back down from, or should I say step down from being a host. And he originally said, hey, I've addressed this in the past, which he did. And then also he said, like, I just don't want to continue doing that. I was at that point then. I made my apologies then and I've now moved on from that. I don't want to keep retroactively going back to do that. And he originally did that, and he ended up, you know, not too long after saying that he was going to stay and do it, he ends up stepping down. And what's so unfortunate is because this is what happened with James Gunn, where he had old tweets that resurfaced, and then he addressed those tweets then, even way before he directed the first Guardians of the Galaxy film. And then sometime later around Comic-Con earlier this year in July, they resurfaced again. And then he's then let go from directing the third Guardians film. And I just want to know, as a society, how do we expect people to evolve and grow in life if we're going to keep someone in a constant purgatory? And so that's just some of the things I want to touch on. And what you don't understand is, even though I don't agree with President Trump, and even though I don't agree with R. Kelly, man, they make tremendous points. Because the moment they show any level of contrition or compassion or anything that seems like they've conceded, then that side deems that they have now won. And what they then decide to do after that is say, well, we can't measure how sorry you are. And then they keep you there. And they just decide to make up their minds that they're going to keep you in this constant state of you're going to be apologizing. And I noticed that with this news media when everything with Chris Brown happened. And he literally went on an apology tour. And what you don't realize is that it became more so a media tool thing to use. Even though they said they want to highlight an issue, if you're going to highlight the issue, you want to highlight it based off of making sure that we genuinely address this issue, not exploit the victim, nor scorn the victim, as well as we got to make it a pathway for someone to actually be able to rehabilitate. We have to be able to do that. If we don't want to do that, then there's no point in showing any level of compassion or saying that they're sorry. But I remember I heard that then. I heard guys then talk about that. Is that something that we need to pump up and brag about? No, but hey, that's something we really got to start thinking about. Now, I believe the president of GLAAD said that he would have preferred if it had been a teachable moment. I know that was reported, I believe, on Deadline. That he did not want Kevin Hart to step down. He wanted Kevin to keep the hosting job while it being a teachable moment. Even with that being said, if you're going to pull someone's tweets, you just can't pull what they initially said. You then have to pull the response because it has to have context. It has to have that. And if you don't have that, you kill your whole argument. And this is why a lot of people, you know, just decided like, hey, you know what? I'm not going to get caught up in news media. They don't really want to talk about anything. This is why the term fake news has gotten so big. You want to know why it's big? It's because you do stuff like this. I'm not defending anything that Kevin Hart said at that time. Obviously, at that time in our culture, what he said was deemed acceptable. Now, obviously, it coming from a comedic mind, it's usually a nuanced point that comes along with that and explain that because that's what all comedy has done. What Kevin Hart said is something that nowadays you just cannot say. And that's okay. But getting to this level of going back in time and you want to retroactively either penalize someone or pretend like they never existed, the work never happened, that's just a dangerous precedent to set. And I know I've talked about that on previous pods. It was like same thing when the school systems try to change Mark Twain's writing and remove the N-word and put slave. It's like, wait a minute, that's not what actually was said. That's not what actually happened. Print what he wrote. That's the point. You're supposed to wrestle with this and then find a way, how can I constructively approach this and do something in it, do something with this information in a meaningful way, not get people fired and do it like this. I just I don't understand where the end game is. And one of the things I think could have been really, really helped and is that Kevin Hart has gone out of his way in his comedy to avoid anything polarizing. Essentially, all his comedy is essentially making fun of himself. That's all his comedy's ever really been about. He stays away from politics. He stays away from religion. He stays away from all those particular things that used to be considered like, hey, like that's the red line, let's avoid it. And it's ironically something that even both sides of the aisle from a political standpoint, you have a lot of people say like, let's just stay away from it. And he's someone that actually stayed away from it throughout the majority of his fame. He's literally wanted to appeal to everybody. But now you don't get that anymore. Like now people want to know, what are your political views, who you support, and what's your opinion on matters all the time. And if you don't give it or you don't have any interest in sharing it, people get really worked up about that. I just don't understand. I really agree that I think a lot could have went a lot further in terms of pushing dialogue forward as if Kevin Hart keeps it. But it's also a mentality thing, you know, because, hey, when the whole Oscars So White campaign happened, Chris Rock was like, hey, I'm doing it. If now more than ever, I should be hosting it. But when you have people coming out and say, hey, you should just quit the job in solidarity, it's like, that ain't how this goes. That's not how this goes. So some something doesn't go your way, you end up quitting. Chris Rock was like, hey, I hosted it. I think he hosted it the year that Jamie Foxx won. And that was fine. That was cool. And Morgan Freeman, I think, won that exact same year. But Chris Rock's like, that's not a good teaching tool. Something doesn't go our way in our community, and then we just decide to, hey, let's just fold up and move on. You know, that just doesn't make any sense. It's just been so disappointing, just these news articles that you hear. And hey, listen, I get it. You don't have any room to no longer hide behind anything. And that's fine. That's fair. But I don't need to pretend to believe in something to make you feel comfortable in it. And I don't think you should pretend to be that either. I think I should be able to accept you for whatever your place is in life and how you feel about things. But that doesn't mean I have to 100% okay and participate in everything you do. And that's something that I know was mentioned in Dave Chappelle's second comedy special when he got flack for a transgender joke. When he was like, hey, how much do I have to participate in your reality? And that's a fair question. That's a fair question. How much do I have to participate in it? You know, I'm not expecting you to agree with my views and my way of life. So if I'm not expecting that of you, why would you expect that of me? As long as I'm not doing anything that's physically harmful to you or doing anything to go out of my way to disparage you and discredit you at every turn, it shouldn't be an issue. So those are just some of the thoughts that I had about that. I kind of wanted to touch on just real quick here. I wanted to touch on Michelle Williams. I know she just broke off her engagement with her fiance, and I know they were in the news because they were having debates from a racial standpoint. And I know this is something that's kind of been going on through the week, and this has been going on lately. And whether it's fair or unfair, you know, especially in the Black community, if you are a Black man and you are with a white woman, or if you're a Black woman and you're with a white man, to the mass majority of the community, you have opted out of making comments of dealing with anything that deals with Black people. And again, I'm not saying that that's a fair thing, because to me, it's like you should be judged based off your actions. Just because you're a Black man with a Black woman and vice versa doesn't mean you're doing anything to help your local community or help elevate our people. So I would never say anything like that, but you just got to be real mindful that that's the perception that's going to hit, and that perception plays into your reality. And unfortunately, that's what ended up happening for her. So I'm just using Michelle Williams as an example. Can black men and women still be accepted and allowed to operate in our community freely while not having a spouse that reflects our ethnic background? And that's something that's always been talked about. And, it, you know, hey, assumptions have always kind of been made, whether, it, you know, it's involved black people who are married to someone of Hispanic descent, or someone who's married to someone who or someone who's black who's married to someone of Asian descent. But that's always been a debate in our community. But for some reason, well, I wouldn't say for some reason, but it's just like the one that kind of gets everyone's attention is when you put a black individual with a white individual. And obviously that stems from just the history that our country has from a race relations standpoint as to why this is something that still cuts and burns and affects a lot of people in our community. And so unfortunately for Michelle, their stuff spilled publicly. And they clearly had different views on a lot of topics that I guess they decided that it was too much to overcome that. I know that they were, you know, going on talking about they wanted to wait until they got married before they ended up, you know, being intimate with one another. And obviously that's a quality that a lot of times speaks to people from religious backgrounds or religious views. But from a racial standpoint, that topped it. And I'm not so sure if that was something that they both were expecting to have happen, but it's something that ended up playing out publicly to where it definitely changed that. So if you are someone in our community and you're someone and you're with someone that's outside of your race, to me, that's fine. You just got to weigh all the pros of that and weigh all the cons with that. And you just got to go about your life accordingly to whatever makes you happy. And again, I'm not saying it's a fair thing, but it's something that just, it does stick. It just sticks with us, especially if you're a black successful male individual. And that happens to be the case. It's just, it's a hard thing to get over. So those are just some of the things I wanted to touch on in this pod. I'll probably definitely be wanting to do another follow-up on just this topic in general, in regards to how we handle things in social media and also just in our culture in terms of hearing about topics and issues that we debate on a regular basis. But I want to thank you guys for listening. I want to thank Dee. I want to thank all you guys who continue to support us throughout this time and are helping our pod grow. Definitely like, share, and follow. Support us. Become a patron. I'm looking forward to doing more of these again in the future. Again, my name is Jonathan Steele. Thank you for listening to Could You Be More Specific. Continue to follow the Stay Well podcast and Could You Be More Specific for more content. And I'm looking forward to talking to you guys real soon, and have a good one.